Blog Talk Radio.
3, 2, 1. Listen to Talk with Marie Live. Get ready for some music, books, social events, and special guests. Here's your host, Marie.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. We have another great episode for you. Today, we'll be focusing on Art and Hat, Teen Diabetes of Second Life. My guest star, Emma Portillo and John, who are the two super organizers who put together this amazing event in Second Life. But before I get to the interview, I want to thank all of you for tuning in and all the followers on Twitter and Pinterest. I appreciate all the support, and I'm hoping after the program or even during the program, you guys can check out the website for Team Diabetes of Second Life. They have a great website, and the event is not over, so you all can still participate in diabetes awareness. Hello, welcome, Emma and John. So I'm excited to have both Emma and John with me today.
That's good to be here.
Welcome to the show. I thought you guys would be resting after so many days of fun events. I want to congratulate you both on such a successful event in Second Life.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a very big 10 days.
I'm sure. So it's just ended. So I'm sure it doesn't even feel like it's over. So I wanted to give our listeners a sense of what Art and Hats is all about. But before we get to that, can you both tell me how you both discovered Second Life and got into this particular platform?
I came to Second Life about 6.5 years ago and was I was told by a coworker about Second Life and coding and whatnot that it goes on here. I'm a programmer in real life, and I decided to come and give it a try, and wow, I found a whole unexpected world with fashion and art and everything. It was just so exciting. It was amazing to me. So, I just stepped right into it all and just soaked up the excitement of it.
I'm actually 9 years old in SL. This is my second avatar, and I first discovered it. Friends of mine were military RPing in SL, and I'm real life military, and they were like, you got to check this out. Came in, I saw planes and everything flying, and here's it.
That's great. Well, you both are very active in Second Life. I think people are always asking, what do you do? What are you doing there? But I think you both are good examples on how you can really sort of immerse in this particular platform. So let's get into Art and Hats. Can you guys tell us a little background about how the event came about and also talk a little bit about why diabetes is the focus for your cause?
Yeah, I can tell you Quan Lavender is the founder of the event, and she started the event 3 years ago, and it started off pretty small. Her idea was to marry fashion and art in some way, and she loved fashion and art both and was a fashion blogger and been very much with art in Second Life and blogging with art. And so she decided that hats were a natural way to bring about art through fashion design, and that by marrying, you know, artists that could express themselves through a hat, you know, in fashion, and designers that could express themselves in a wild and crazy way through a hat was a great idea, and that making the hat also the subject of a photography project, so that was offered as well, was a grand idea. So that way we had art, art that was in hats and hats that were in art. So it was a really cool event, and it's grown each year. And last year I joined Quan on the team and was organizing the modeling and assisting her with the event itself and managing the film and the event. And she was unable to carry on with the event this year, and I stepped up and asked if I could you know, give it a shot this year because I really loved the event. I heard so many people saying how great it was and asking me when it was going to be this year. And with her blessing, we proceeded with the event. And last year we chose Beta Smile as the charity. And this year, teen diabetes became very prevalent and have played a big role in my life with John here in Second Life when we had been promoting the awareness of diabetes because we started to realize how much it touched other people. And so we decided to choose that as the actual official charity that we would support with this event this year. So that's how this came about this year.
That's great. Yeah, I mean, I think both are great causes, and I was mentioning to you on email how I feel that a lot of people may not pay as close attention to diabetes. So I think even I think every charity that you choose to support in a way that not sort of the type of issues that are at the forefront of people's minds. So in a way, sort of bringing awareness, it's a nice combination of doing something really fun and really having people think of these great causes and social issues that we don't think about as much as we should think about them.
Exactly. I think that's very, very true. There's a lot of focus on some other types of charities, and that's great. There's, you know, all kinds of charities to support. But there really was nothing that we could find supporting diabetes in Second Life until, you know, the Family Found Team Diabetes had founded it here in Second Life. So this was just a really great cause. And I tell you, as the week has progressed and as the event has progressed and has come about and developed, more and more people have come forward and told us their stories about diabetes and how it has affected them. I don't think anyone that I've spoken to hasn't mentioned how diabetes has affected them or someone very close to them, and that they were so happy to be able to come and support an event that helped that cause.
That's great. What about you, John, your experience putting the event together?
I mean, I've worked with other events before in SO. This is my first time with Art and Hats. I mean, Emma's been involved before, and as she said, Quan started it. And I'm, you know, in the art world and SL, so this kind of, you know, was up my alley here, even though I didn't quite understand the event. But, you know, very proud of Emma for organizing it, and glad she chose Teen Diabetes as a recipient, as a chosen charity this year.
That's great. So I know you guys had a full... your calendar was really packed, and I know John worked a lot on the entertainment part. Do you want to tell us a little bit in terms of what took place from the beginning until about this weekend? Some of the musicians?
Yeah, we had a host of entertainment available. It was anything from, you know, as you said, musicians. We had entertainers that were DJs and live singers that were performing, and some of them with their own instrumentation live as well. And we also have hosted a circus, the Cirque du Soleil type circus, as well as a magician was there. So we've tried to vary the entertainment as well to try to appeal to a lot of different types of people. We've, you know, varied the music from opera to folk songs to rock to modern day, you know, pop. It just really was a good variety, I think, to attract a lot of people's attention.
Yeah, I thought it was a good mix. I was able to see Sarah Marie Silly. She's one of my favorite musicians in SL. And then I think Lisa Bruin also performed both in the middle of the week. And I thought it was interesting you chose, she primarily did opera as part of the performance. Was that intentional? Did you wanted something different than the usual songs?
Yes. Yeah, we intentionally chose to be a player of diversity in the music, and we had Indian music as well. And we tried to really just kind of reach across different, you know, spectrums and genres to bring something different forward. And we had a lot of positive feedback about the different varieties that were available.
That's great. So do you want to talk a little bit about, I was looking at some of the pictures. You were doing great all week. Every day you had a different blog posted in terms of what was coming up, and those hats were just amazing. Do you want to talk a little bit about the designers who participated in some of the design that we saw this year at the event?
Oh, absolutely. I love talking about the hats and the designers that were involved. It's one of my favorite things. We had lots of new names and new designers to the arena, as well as some, you know, bigger artists, more well-known artists that are, you know, part of the Seen and Second Life. Sika Ghost was one of our featured artists that was very generous in donating two beautiful hats for the sale and one that was auctioned and each of them different, but yet part of some of the builds that she has done in the past. And so they pulled a little piece of her into her hat and offered them almost as a souvenir of sorts of the work she has done. And that's been a very big, big thing. We've had a lot of returning artists, such as Chickadee London and Bamba Newcastle, Barbara Wardell, Alita Road was one. We've also had some newer people to the scene, such as Elisara and Viana, Earth Nirvana. We had this year also Kara Tarantall, a Lyrical Bazaar, who has participated, I believe, every year. She's been part of it. A Paloma Snow resident, a Bodfish Studios. She was a new artist also that we brought in, and she's a very talented lady. Rosamund Mendelson, hard name to say. She has been a part of it each year. She does a great job, and she's from Hatter and Powell. She owns that business. Noki Gutsa, she's a great artist as well. I mean, the artists are just so varied. I hate to not mention anyone. You know, we had Angie Kristen, Zenobia Foxclaw, Yupalinas Yubajin, I think that's how you say his name, Secret Rage, Sasha Frangili, Sonata Morales, Vivian Darcy, Warm Clarity, Beatrice Serendipity, Zika Merlin. We had a whole host of artists and designers.
That's great. For those who love fashion and Second Life, I think it's I'm sure they had such a good fun. And you had, I think there was also an auction that was happening at the same time.
Yes, last night was our live auction, wherein 100% of the proceeds went completely to Team Diabetes. So the designers all stepped up and donated a unique, one-of-a-kind hat, never to be sold again in Second Life, to sell at the auction. It would bring in, correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, I think it was just over 150,000 linden last night for just that auction alone. I believe that number's correct.
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, we had a... kiosk with it was John as representing Team Diabetes was there to be able to verify the payments that were made, and the artist's work has been, I think almost all of it has been delivered now. It was really fun. We had a lot of different people coming into the auction and really enjoying the fact that they were going to get a unique, one-of-a-kind piece of work that could be just all theirs in Second Life. So it was a great, fun event.
Yeah, I guess even in Second Life, you don't want to run into someone with the same thing you have. And so that's never going to happen with that. Once it's over, it's over. And it's great to have that. And also the sim was really beautiful. Did you have a special designer who sort of built it around the theme of the event?
I have had a vision for what I was hoping to have for this year. Since I first started dreaming of, being able to host it here. And so the overall design is something that I was you know, my concept and I brought about. I worked with Camara Madison Korea that helped me bring the mesh into the, you know, to the sim and actually, you know, bring the builds that I, you know, was hoping for to life and help to contribute some of the design aspects as well. And it was a really fun collaboration that she really was a big part of and stepped up and did a good job with.
That's great. So what's in store? I know you, you know, this is probably your first day, you know, of a break from the event. So have you guys already started thinking about 2016?
yeah. We've kind of given some thought. We've been,
like,
we
actually
had lots of talk. Yeah, the both of us have talked about some different aspects, you know, for next year and next time. And you know, people have talked to us about it as well along the way, but mostly today I've been kind of trying to, you know, get a little bit of rest, like you mentioned, and catch up on just, oh, even a little bit of shopping. I haven't had much time for that either. So that's my passion, shopping. So I had to do that some today too. But, well, we have another event this afternoon, not for Art and Hats, but for our, you know, magazine that John runs in the gallery that he runs. So we're always busy doing something, hardly a down moment.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I was saying earlier. You guys are very immersed. There's always something going on. So technically today's not a break. You still have other going on. And then in terms of the American Diabetes Association, are you guys in direct contact with the organization in terms of working together and making sure that they have a presence in Second Life?
Well, basically, yes. What we've done is our coordinator, Jesse Warhol, who couldn't be here today, she basically reached out to a representative for the American Diabetes Association. And what they've done is they have decided, you know, to create us sort of like a team, if you want to call it that. And we're considered to be one of their teams out of many teams that they have across America. And they also are with the International Diabetes Federation. And they have organizations in different countries that are part of that federation. So that's what we've done. And we have a real-life rep who has emailed and, you know, see how we're doing. And they didn't quite understand SL. That was the thing that got me. It was like when we explained we're going to do virtual fundraising, they didn't quite understand any of that. But I'm sure they do now.
Of course. That's great. I mean, I think, you know, with Second Life, it's also an education for those in Second Life, but also people outside of Second Life who have not discovered this world yet. And the association has been around for 75 years. I think they're celebrating the 75th anniversary this year. So I think it's a great year to actually choose them as your charity.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Good. I think it was a good choice as well to start this year. And actually yesterday, the day of the auction was National Day, or actually World Diabetes Awareness Day. So.
Yeah, I noticed that too. So it was, everything was very well orchestrated. So you guys want to talk a little bit about, because I know you do other events in Second Life, and a lot of times people are not aware of all this. So will you stay up like that on the blog? Will you continue to notice this through the blog, Emma?
I'm sorry, I think I missed that question.
The blogs are still going to stay up, Molly.
Oh, yeah, the blogs will stay up. We'll leave it up, especially we still have bloggers posting about the hats. Even through today, officially we, you know, ended the event yesterday, but the sim is still open today for shopping, and we've had people still shopping and arriving and viewing things. So we do plan to leave the blogs up. I know the Team Diabetes blog is a fixed blog. It'll be there, you know, throughout their events. I believe that I'm going to leave that part to John, but yeah, the Art and Huts blog will stay up.
Yeah, and the Teen Diabetes blog isn't going anywhere. I mean, it's going to be up. We do have another event next month, so shameless plug there. But the goal of the site is for people to see where they can get not only information in SL, but information about things that are going on in real life in terms of the American Diabetes Association and the International Diabetes Federation.
That's great. Do you want to talk about the event for next month? Early plug?
Sure. It's basically, it's, as Emma mentioned earlier, you know, I have Winlight Magazine, Winlight Art Gallery, and we're going to have a Winlight Winter Art Show and Winter Showcase. And I've already got some really great artists and photographers lined up. Just throw a couple names out there. Breno, Sika Go, Skip Staheeli. Yeah, just a few out there. And then we're also going to have some of the creators and designers were great to return marks and hats to theirs. So we're going to have on the sim, and we're going to have the art show, and then we're also going to have the merchants there, and we're going to have a lot of fun things, you know, DJs, tribute bands, that kind of thing, ice skating, ice fishing, gingerbread house building contest, just to name a few. And it's going to take place December 7th to December 13th. So we hope everybody can join us and come out and have some winter fun.
That's great. So, so I thought you guys were on a timeout. This is not a break at all. So all those events are going to continue. And I'm glad the blog is going to stay up. And then anything else? You know, I know people probably learn a lot. I learn a lot, like all this stuff about World Diabetes Days and all these stats in terms of how people are being affected with diabetes. Like, I learned so much in such a few days about diabetes, just because I was curious and came to the event and saw this was the cause. Like, what do you think or hope people took away from this event this year?
My hope that, you know, people took away an appreciation for many things when they left the event, that they appreciate the arts in Second Life and people who put all their work behind the arts, as well as, you know, the fashion that can be accompanying with the arts and the photography, the entertainment arts that we have offered. But most of all, that they would take away the thought that there's somebody in the world that they've helped somewhere become aware of diabetes or become aware of how to manage diabetes or helping them in some way because of their purchase or their time or spreading the word in some way.
For me, mostly, it's getting the information, everything Emma said, plus getting the information, you know, about diabetes. I mean, people have a lot of misconceptions about it. You know, everybody thinks, and I hope I don't make anybody mad, everyone thinks it's like the overweight disease, and that's not true. I mean, you have a lot of kids that are getting it not because they're overweight. You know, there's three different types of it. And not only that, but it's, you know, I was surprised when I, you know, read statistics myself. I mean, it's a fast-growing thing. Right now, they're saying almost 400 million people have it around the world. And they're saying that in about 15 years from now, almost 600 million are going to have it. And they don't know what causes type 1 diabetes. But, as Emma mentioned, I spoke to so many people who didn't, you know that the charity was there and didn't know about the information and where they can get, you know, about the American Diabetes Association, or even about the International Diabetes Federation, where they can get help in their own country. So that was, you know, my hope, that they were able to get some information, get those links, and be able to see how they can get help if they do have diabetes or know somebody who is currently a diabetes sufferer.
Yeah, I mean, those are great points, because I think a big part of it is education, and those misconceptions need to be shattered, because I thought it was something that affected older people. So mm-hmm. I didn't realize it was such, you know, like at any age, it's one of those things that has zero bias based on age or where you're from and all that stuff. And I'm just like, oh my God. Or you could be even someone who you might think you're healthy and you might still be affected and not even understand, you know, why you sort of like in that category, for example. So I think that's a plus, you know, really educating people, or at least encourage them to become more knowledgeable about something that affects so many around the world. Let's give people the blog, the address for Teen Diabetes.
It's www.teendiabetesofsl.org.
.org. I want to thank you both, Emma and John. You guys make such a great team. And also I want to thank Jesse and everyone else. I know this was such a big team effort to make this happen, and it was a great event. So I'm looking forward to next year. I know it's very soon. But so I'm hoping more people will get involved. And thanks to you guys, we were able to at least be more aware of an issue that's affecting so many in the world. So keep up the good work while you get some rest. And then I look forward next year.
Thank you. Thank you for having us today, Amory. And we hope that everybody comes away with a better awareness of diabetes. And we hope to return next year as well.
That's great. So I'm going to close with a song from Sarah Marie Philly. She has a song, naturally, called Philadelphia. And so I'm going to play that one. And then I'm hoping I'll see you guys around the grid. Good luck with the event going on this afternoon at 4 p.m. SLT, John. So here's Sarah T. Morgul.
I think I found my way back to Philadelphia. I wasn't born in this mess, but there's a feeling I possess. Philadelphia. All my brothers and my sisters now, living on the north side of town, come on down the south street. Philadelphia, you're born on me. I'm throwing your turn away. Philadelphia, you're born on me. I'm beginning to sing behind my head. Opportunity just behind every closed door. Outside the club, the window. City out in a slow part of town. You gotta have some sense to get around. Philadelphia. All the eagles since then, raise your head. Been playing music, make it bad. But I'm so light beside you. Philadelphia.
Love Talk with Marie. Follow the show on Twitter and Pinterest. Love Talk with Marie. Follow the show on Twitter and Pinterest. Love Talk with Marie. Follow the show on Twitter and Pinterest.